Majula Singapura is a national anthem of Singapore. Singapura is derived from the Malay word singa, or lion, and pura, or city. According to the legend, a visiting Sri Vijayan prince saw an animal that he mistook for a lion, and hence Singapore's modern-day name was born. Singapore, a young, vibrant, and cosmopolitan country, celebrated her 42 years of independence on August 9, 2007, with the national theme, City of Possibilities. Located at one of the crossroads of the world, Singapore's strategic position has helped her grow into a major entrepôt and financial center for trade, communications, and tourism. Today, Singapore proudly owns the world's busiest port, best airport, and best airline. Through meticulous and intelligent long-term planning, Singapore has developed a world-class infrastructure in transportation, education, and healthcare systems, as well as a modern public housing scheme, which enables 95% of her citizens to own a home, one of the highest worldwide. Singapore is also well known around the world as a garden city. Though there are many glittering skyscrapers, there are a lot of greenery, trees, and beautiful plants along the roadsides and around the island. This is attributed to the continuous effort of the Singapore government in planting trees and plants. The Singapore government also promotes healthy living by discouraging smoking and restricting smoking in public areas. The government also advises her citizens to eat more fruits and vegetables. Singapore's uniqueness stems from her harmonious blend of race and culture. The immigrants of the past have given her a mixture of Malay, Chinese, Indian, and European. Each racial group has its own distinctive culture, and there are colorful festivals of special significance all year round. Although the festivals are special to certain races, it is nonetheless enjoyed by all. Singaporeans embrace many of the world's religions, such as Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Taoism, Sikhism, Hinduism, and others. People of different races and different religions enjoy living in peace and harmony. Through Supreme Master Ching Hai's grace and compassion, association members in Singapore were given the opportunities to carry out relief activities on several occasions in various countries in the region, which include the earthquake and BAM of Iran, Indonesia, and Pakistan, and the drought, floods, and tsunami in India and Thailand. With open attitude towards spirituality, sincere truth seekers in Singapore thus invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her knowledge and wisdom on several occasions. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture entitled The Different Aspects of God, delivered on September 27, 1994, in Singapore.
After initiation, if I am asked or required to cook meat for my family, what shall I do? Please enlighten me on this. Thank you.
But this we already talked many times.
Yeah.
Okay. Look here. If you want your husband to be alive, then please cook for him. If you want him to die, then don't.
Depends on how much you love your husband. Okay, you are a vegetarian. That is your right. But your husband has also the right to choose what he wants to eat, even if it's poison. Because if you don't give poison to him, he will sue you. That's the trouble. And so if you cannot talk to him about a vegetarian diet, the benefit of being a vegetarian, or a loving way of life, if he doesn't agree to it, then you must cook meat for him. All right? It doesn't matter. You cook meat for your family, whomever requires. If you must do it, you know, not voluntarily, then you don't have any of the consequence responsibility, and your heart, your conscience will not wake up and scold you. All right?
Dear Master, I always wonder how to love others wholeheartedly and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Vice versa?
Yeah.
I mean, how other will love you wholeheartedly?
I think so.
Well, that's not that your business. I mean, you can love people, but people might not love you. So the best thing is to just love them. No expectation. Then we will not feel hurt. But it's difficult in marriage. Is that what she mean? Maybe in marriage?
No, she didn't say anything.
Well, it's very difficult to love some people that you do not know. So the best is you love someone that you know wholeheartedly and devotedly as best that you can, sincerely. Yeah, no need to show off too much. But if you love someone, just say so and show it. Because sometimes people think, oh, I love him, I love her. I don't have to say it. So you know, you feel it. Feeling and hearing is different. We have many organs, you know, smelling, seeing, and hearing. So I love to see, hear as well. Even if you tell your husband 100 times a day, he probably still like to hear it more. Especially woman. Woman supposed to be the beautiful sex, right? The beautiful side of nature. But they're very insecure. So the husband should say, I love you every day. The more the better. Say it with flower, with diamond, if you can afford it. with the gold, or whatever, you know? With love, with word. Or with sometimes just some small thing, you know? Like what she wants. She loves this clothes, or even a t-shirt, you know? And bring a big heart on it, and bring it to home for her. Bring her name on it, capital, you know? And then the family will become happier, yes. Some people think don't need to talk about it because probably to the woman, for example, most men do not show emotion. But this is why sometimes the marriage, you know, doesn't last. We don't feel very solid, do not feel very secure because the husband do not show. And it is better we show each other that we appreciate each other before it's too late. And most of people will wait until the person already lying in the coffin and come there with a big flower, bigger the better. Sometimes put money together to buy a very big one and put it in front of a coffin and cry their heart out. Oh, before you die, you did this and did, and I did love you so much. And I thought, who's hearing? Nobody. Maybe the soul is still hanging around. And then that makes them even suffer more. Say, why didn't you say so before? Then I wouldn't die so early. But then probably it's too late, you know. The body is already nailed in the coffin, and the silver cord, you know, that connected the body and the soul is already broken. So they cannot fix it again. Up to now, I have not heard of any specialist who can fix the, you know, the silver cord. therefore, if the person really died, he died. Except those who die, what they call near-death experience, clinically. Dead, but they're not really dead. That means the silver cord, which connect the body and the soul, has not been severed. So anyhow, if you love someone, show it. All right? Just love those you know. Love your family members wholeheartedly and sacrifice for them whenever necessary and do everything you can in your power to help them and to let them know you love them. Okay? And to other members of mankind, you just show your love universally and help whoever needs your help. And that is the way of love, okay? You don't have to hug everyone on the street just to to show your, you know, your big heart. I have a niece. She does that. A niece. She has no father and mother. They often. But she hugs anybody on the street, other children, the dirty, and, you know, a beggar or anybody. Just smile at her and then she come and hug them. well, you can do that if you want to. All right? But for me, myself, I don't hug people that easily. Except I do that sometimes to the disciples. But when I see the poor people, I like to hug them more. I don't know why. It's something push you, you know, something inside. Just make you feel want to do it. And you don't even think, you can have no time to think about it at that moment. But when I see the poor person, people, not only money, you know, but their fate, you know, their miserable condition, I don't mind anything. I could kiss them, hug them all day long, no problem. Or the prisoners, you know, sometimes. the people are not ready. I just don't think. I cannot think anymore at that moment. I just feel they need something. They need my love. I don't know if they really do. But I just something urging inside, you know, make you do it spontaneously. And that is the time you should show, you know. At that moment is really true love. You cannot reason anymore. You cannot tell you to stop, or you cannot tell you to do it. You cannot tell you why you want to hug her. No more reason, no more thinking. Just do it, you know what I mean? Such a kind of happening that you know that is the true love. This is the spontaneous love, you know? It's nothing to talk about. Otherwise, if we sit here and reason about how to love people, that's nonsense. You can't teach anybody to love anybody. You know what I mean? Okay, so try your best, and you can write a name on the love. Go around and show it.
Who is God? How do you define Him, if possible?
That's a problem. Anybody can do it? Huh? You, sir? You can do it? You are the most expert on God. Huh? Everybody go to India to find God. What do you mean you don't know? You already wanted to put all the burden on me. When I went to lecture, sometimes people ask me, how are you anyway? What do you know? You look so young. All right, God. His name is G-O-D. Huh? That's the English people name for Him. And there has so many other names. And some people told me it's a she, it's not a he. So, what can I do about it? Huh? Should I tell you that's a she, or should I tell you that's a he? If I tell you it's a she, the man won't like it. If I say it's a he, the woman will complain. Only I know. If you ask me about my experience, I can vaguely tell you. But otherwise, I have no 100% definition for you about God. As far as I know, God has two aspects. My own experience, okay, what I see inside. God has two aspects, invisible and visible. Alright. Invisibility is the power that embraces the whole universe. Everywhere you will sense this power at work. Otherwise the tree will not grow. Not from water alone, not from sunshine, not from fertilization, but from this God power. That's why sometimes some people can hear trees talking together. Yeah. Or you can see the plant, the vegetable. When they arrive, they say, please come and eat me. So that I can make evolution. That's how they grow, you know? They transform. Hmm? Besides all the trees and all the things in the universe, there is a great power. Right? Besides our physical body, besides the thing we know, from the worldly knowledge, from our teachers and friends, there is a great power which knows everything before learning, which exists before we were born, and still continue to exist after we die. This is what we call the invisible aspect of God. Huh? It looks after all things silently, but mightily, you know, very powerful. And the other visibility aspect of God is that when this so-called power manifests in a physical world or in another less physical world in the universe for the benefit of the race of the people of that planet or that plane of existence. And that time we can see God in flesh, you know what I mean? Or in whatever form that this power chooses to condense and manifest at that moment. At that time, people say, God has come to earth. For example, like people say, Jesus, God, Buddha is a manifestation of Vishnu. Yeah? Vishnu or Brahma are the God in India. See what I mean? So at that time they say God manifests Himself and dwells among men. Okay? And also when we go to some higher plane of existence, for example, now we are living in the physical plane of existence, so everything is physical. Everything we can touch, everything we can see, we can catch. This is called physical. And other plane of existence has no physical appearance. So sometimes if you go to their level, you can see them, just like I see you now. But if we, as a physical person, come up, we cannot catch them, we cannot see them. You know, sometimes they stand in front of us, we cannot see them. And some people even as some people practice in this physical body, but they can also disappear into the non-physical dimension. This happened. This happened in the ancient times. This still happened now. And it can happen again, also in the future. Depends on God's will also. Sometimes the whole group can disappear together. They can stand in front of your eyes, but you cannot see. But some of the people choose to remain in the physical dimension, even though they themselves can also disappear and finish with the physical illusion. But they choose to remain for the sake of other people who remain. See? So let's come back to the higher dimension. If, suppose, we go to the higher dimension now, or when we meditate, we may leave the physical body, or we may disintegrate. Yeah, take the body away, disintegrate your body, and go to the higher dimension. And then you probably sometimes see the manifestation of God personally. That's when we call personal God. See, a visible aspect of God that is in a higher dimension. He may manifest to let you love Him, or you love God, or He loves you. Yeah, to show. But the highest aspect of God is the invisibility. Yeah, you cannot know, you cannot talk about, you cannot understand, but we can feel it, we can appreciate it only during the contact with this power, through meditation or deep prayer, some kind of sincerity. And another visible aspect of God is when God manifested on earth, yeah, like inside, within Buddha or Jesus or Mohammed, yeah, or other masters, too many masters, I forget to name them all, so please forgive. We have so many religions on earth and so many revered masters of the past, present and future. We can't list them all, it will be endless. But just some of them left their name, left their print in the stand of history, like Jesus, Buddha, Mohammed, Guru Nanak, and the Jain religion. So at that time we say God descends on earth, you see what I mean? And become visible for us so we can talk to this God power through the frame of the physical body. But that person is not really a mortal like us. That person is purely a manifestation of God. At that time we can say God is visible, all right? That's according to my experience, but you know, God is too vast, we can't ever talk enough, so I make it briefly, okay? Is that enough for you? The only thing that makes you satisfied is that you have to know it yourself. Doesn't matter how much water I drink, you will never quench your thirst, all right? I can describe all day long about how good the water is, but it won't make you happy. So that's why we have to tell you how to contact God through the method of the holy light and the holy self inside. Then you can experience for yourself.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, last night my family and I attended your lecture, and this is the first time that we had. Thank you for coming to Singapore. During the night when I was sleeping, I felt some movement in my forehead, wisdom eye, after a while. There was a high rushing sound and I was a bit apprehensive. It lasted for a few seconds. Master, please enlighten me more on this experience. Thank you. From a convenient method member.
Nothing you know, huh? Can you tell me? Can you tell the family what happened?
That was an enlightening experience.
Really? I think so, huh? I think the master power bless you. These are usually happening to people when they go into deep meditation somewhere. Every different method also they can experience too. Some people will sit for 40 years or something, then they get such experience that you had last night. But yeah, last night you sit here for 4 hours, not good. 4 hours from here to home. Huh? And the 40 years are condensed into 4 hours. It's not bad, huh? It's a good business. Good business bargain, huh? Yeah. Many people have such experiences when they go to listen to a lecture of some master.
On my first visit to the Ching Hai Meditation Center, I viewed the Master Ching Hai videotape.
Suddenly there was music and bright golden light. What is it? Please enlighten me.
Wow, he doesn't know. And he got himself a new member, huh? I don't know. What is it? What is it, the golden light and the musical sound? What is
yeah,
it?
The inner light. The inner sound.
Yeah. Just enjoy it, huh? I think it's free, huh? Free electricity, huh? Yeah, everything from God is free. And even electric folk here, even the small folk, cost money, huh? That's a big golden light, never cost anything. Well, it's nothing, just the beginning. If you continue with us, you will see more. You will see the whole universe. You see many different levels of heavens. And you can go to hell. Just for fun. And then you see, and then help some people suffering from hell, and then take them up. So the light is just the beginning. Just a sign for you to come back to your real great self. And then there are many more on the road of enlightenment, on the way to God. We enjoy a lot of things. And we can be a benefit to our brothers and sisters, regardless of the blood type.
Dear Master, on Sunday night I dreamt about you very vividly, with a group of people queuing up to see you. When it reached our turn, you held my sister's hand and my sister held my hands. You told me to get initiation. Being the first time to come into contact with spiritual master, I do not understand what you meant by initiation. Please forgive me and explain to me. Initiation.
The master opening up your wisdom eye. That's it. It's as simple as that, but there are instructions.
You see, because you need some proof. Yeah, from the inside, first time, yeah? First time you see such a group. They all talk on and on all the time about the Supreme Master, this and that, you know. And so you don't feel like, you know, very convincing. So inside, unconsciously, you ask for proof. Yeah? Master, you really a master, please come and tell me something. Do something, otherwise I won't come again. Maybe like that, a challenge. So probably the Master Power has to manifest something in your dream and let you know that your time is up. I should come for initiation, and so that the people can show you the way home. You should not stay further in this world. All right?
Mm-hmm. The second part of that. Last night when I went back after seeing you, I felt that my whole body was very light. Master, please advise me what I should do with my family circumstances does not permit me to take a full vegetarian diet. I'm married with a small girl. Thank you.
All right, then you can start slowly. You can take a convenient method which do not require the full vegetarian diet until your family circumstances become better, and you can talk slowly to your partner, then pray to the Master Power to help you. Okay? And then if you're sincere, it will be there. Alright? The obstacles are there for us to be strong. Don't you see the people with the racing horses? Yeah, or racing car? They put all the obstacles on the road. Not because the board of directors are very cruel people, very fierce people, or have malice towards you. It's just the game is like that, yeah? The horse cannot jump normally, he doesn't know the third dimension. Yes. But the human beings like to have fun. So tie the horse in with the rope and then make him jump, and then he will jump. And then they jump together and they make a competition and bet on horses. See what I mean? And they put fences and rocks and hurdles all over the places for the horse to jump and to run. The horse has to try his best, as well as the jockey. Yeah, the one who rides the horse must also try his best. Both of them have to work together to win the competition, you know what I mean? So the obstacles are there for us to train ourselves. Never be afraid. Have always faced the obstacle. This world is a great school for us to train, to become useful and strong, mighty angel. Otherwise, if the Godfather don't let us come here, we can also be spoiled kids and just stay around in the heaven, flying around, plucking flowers, listening to music and hanging around, you know, everywhere. do anything you want. But because we want to improve, so we ask God Father to have a school for us. See what I mean? Therefore, in this school, everything is harsh. Everything is competitive. Everything is a struggle. Everything is obstacle. Don't blame it. Just fight. Struggle for it. That's what we are here for. And do not wait for all the situations to be smooth and everything good for you. Then you don't train yourself. You don't become a mighty soul. You know what I mean? You are untrained gold. You're just unpolished stone. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how precious. Just unpolished. No use. Therefore, everything in this world is really a challenge for us. If we know how to conquer them, then we go up to heaven, a mighty leader spiritually. And then we will discover many more value in the spiritual dimension, which we don't even know, even if we stay with God forever, in eternity, in pure happiness. We would not discover that, because we had no motive to discover, we have no pushing motive behind. That's why we come to this world. Because if you don't get initiation now, you don't get liberation now. Next life, you're born again. You will have another husband. Or maybe two. Or maybe three. You never know. At this time, you ask permission only from one. And rub off with only one. And struggle with only one. Next time, maybe you're born in Tibet. A woman has had seven husbands. Or eight. I never know how many in the family. You have to marry them all. So now what will you do? Alright? So, fight now. Use everything you can. Use your intelligence. That's the way it works. That's how you get wise and strong. Don't rely on anyone else except yourself. Okay? And the Master is within you all the time, whether you know it or not. Whether you are initiated or not, the Master is there. It's just that you don't recognize. So pray. Alright? Pray sincerely and do your best. Try your eloquence. Try your lady strategy. Yes. Yes. If you cannot win this battle, it's a shame, because mostly women win all the time. Even you read the newspaper, General Sager, the Haitian, he respects his wife very much. Yeah, Mr. Carter say it, not I say, huh? After all big talk about political and war and peace and all that, and he said to Mr. Carter, oh, now why don't you go home, talk to my wife. She's the one who decided. Can you believe it? It wasn't decided until the ex-president Carter came to the house of the general of Haiti and talked to his wife. Even he admitted, my wife is the one you have to convince. So after all, they talked to her and everything's okay. Can you believe the power of a woman? You do? From history, we learn many lessons that women are the one behind everything. So if you lose this battle, it's a shame on you, shame. I don't have sympathy for you.
Dear Master, we earth people eat two types of food here that grow from living things, plants and animals. What are the foods our neighbors take out in the universe?
Other people?
Yeah.
In other planets? Okay, some of the planets, they don't eat, alright? Even some of our planet people don't eat. They don't need physical food. Some do need physical food, like us. But some other planets grow different things. Sometimes it looks like our vegetable, but some other planets grow other things which don't look like our vegetable, but still have a lot of nutrition. Most of the advanced planets, those with UFO and things like that, they all vegetarian. They don't eat meat. None of them. All the meat eaters, they exile them to this planet. That's why our planet is full of meat eaters. Everybody eat meat, have a choice, go here or stay. Vegetarian, you stay up, meat, go down. Some of the people in our planet, they don't even eat also. They can breathe from air. We call breatharian people. Yeah? We are vegetarian. They are breatharian. I mean, they eat air. Yeah, really. This is nothing mystical. You can do that. So many people also go on diet for months. Recently, an Indian buried himself for 1 month in a coffin with cemented everything. Until 1 month, and then they bring him out. He's still alive. No eating, no breathing, no air even. Just temporarily suspended. See, the heart stopped, breathing stopped. A very fine breathing, you cannot suspect it. Even if you put on a toilet paper here, it will not move. That's because kind of suspended animation, you know. So it don't breathe, the heart will breathe. They can stay for a few months even, sometimes years, without food, without anything. And many people don't have to bury themselves, but stay without food. In the Himalaya, plenty. They don't wear clothes even. Life is more simple. Yeah. I've seen them in the Himalaya, I've seen some of them. No problem. I've seen people also walk on water, no problem. No big deal. These are many arts we can learn, see, if we want to. But it takes about 25 years to learn. You want to walk on water. I prefer that you meditate and contact God before you die. If during 25 years you die, now, and then you can't see God and you can't even walk on water yet. This is troublesome. See, so many magic things you can learn, but it takes a long time. But wait until you go to the other planet, you don't believe me. I can talk anything, but you have never seen it. How do you know? Some of you went to other planets? You did, huh? Crystal Palace and things like that? Those people who live in Crystal Palace, they don't eat the way we do. Also, they eat very little. You know what I mean? Even if they do eat, you know, just a very small portion, and they put all day. And they have a lot of energy. They don't live from food alone.
Can you explain what we can see at the middle of our galaxy? Is there reference to the third level of our consciousness?
You worry about everything. From other planets' food and to the middle of the galaxy. I don't even know where the middle of the galaxy is. Even if I know, how can I tell you to look in there? Even if I know, can you know? Even with the most powerful telescope, you cannot find out where the galaxy ends and where it begins. Let alone the middle of it. I think you better stick yourself firm to earth and then learn the Guanyin method. And then you can glorify the navel of the universe.
Dear Master, according to your lectures, during Guanyin initiation, we can see lights and hear sounds immediately.
Right.
Whereas if we were to be initiated by other methods, we will have to learn over a long period of time before seeing any lights and hearing sounds. However, according to my experience, when I do yoga meditation the first time, when I went home and meditated, I saw different lights. And when I attend the Ekanka meditation group, I heard different sounds during the first 10 to 15 minutes of closing my eyes. Till now, I could still hear the sound. My question is this a good sign? How do I improve? Thank you.
Okay. Ekanka also teach the Guanyin method. There's a different name for Guanyin method only. So of course when you see the same master, you experience the same. I do not say that all other methods don't have. Even last night I told you, when you meditate, and sincerely, sometimes you did meditation, you see the light and the sound, yeah? And also sincerely. But most of the time, not guaranteed, immediately you can see the light and the sound. Maybe you see, you know, accidentally. And even like last night, many people just listen to my lecture and they already have experience. There's no need to do even yoga or even to do anything else. You know what I mean? Because the power is a blessing very strong in the Guanyin method group. Okay? But other group, you don't get that. I don't mean all of other group. You know what I mean? Like Radha Swami, they also teach the same Guanyin method also. Or Yogananda, yeah? I mean, with the other than light and sound method, it's very difficult to get the experience. I say that because we all know that. Because many other people also study with different methods, and they sometimes for 20 years, they don't have any experience of the heavenly light and sound. And when they come to get initiation, they have it right away. So I say according to the experience, you know what I mean? But of course there is exception. And if you go to Ekanta, they also teach Kuan Yin method. But it's not all of them can hear light and sound. You know what I mean? You can ask many other people who follow a different path and learn for it yourself. Of course you are a lucky person. And maybe you have already met other master before and you get a lot of blessing already. And then when you go to any group, you also see light inside. For example, those people yesterday, and they came home and they see some experience and they see light. Many people like that. Sometimes they don't talk about it. So when they come home, they will experience light inside while they're sleeping or while they're quiet. So, and it happened that a neighbor come by. And then they probably say, oh, the neighbor come and bless me. That's why I see the light inside. It's just an accident, you know what I mean? Just that they get blessing from the master.
We are honored to have you with us today on Words of Wisdom. Please tune in tomorrow for part two of The Different Aspects of God. And now, a special melodious presentation of music and poetry on a journey through aesthetic realms, coming up next on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you a blissful day filled with heaven's grace.